Honestly, the complaint's mine, man. She's put on her makeup, and I'm like, dude, I gotta do this.
It's coming out right now. I'm groundhogging. It's turtle head poking out.
I got a tail. I gotta go. So the
and you do my laundry. Fuck, there's a skid street.
What I told her too. So right now, the closet in the extra room that we have, the podcast room that I have, is my closet. I told her, I'm like, I'll put a closet down there. Like, I can get ready downstairs. Like, yeah. If we get this place, I'll get ready downstairs. I don't give a shit about that. But I do give a shit in the bathroom in there.
Right.
Lots of them. Yeah. Like on a regular. Would love it. Yeah.
Dude, I'm fucking clockwork.
Well, I know where I'm going too, but it's...
clockwork!
We end up talking about poop a lot.
Yeah, because poop is cool. Welcome to the Time Spent Poorly program.
Yeah!
We spend our time poorly. We talk about bowel movements a lot, bidets.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of beer. Wonderful, wonderful hosts, Derek and Eduardo, our constant companion, Huds. I'm the beard. We're going to waste some of your time. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for clicking on the stuff up there. Yeah. We loves ya.
The likes and the subs and the bell ringing things.
Woo! Yes, indeed. Yes, anyway. Indeed.
So we had topics, but now we've gone elsewhere. Derek is a prospective home purchaser.
Gonna try.
And we've been laying out ideas for him.
Thank you.
Know a lot of people who buy houses. I almost bought a house last
year. It'd be my very first house ever purchased.
Nice.
Which actually plays to my benefit, I hear.
It does.
Yeah, FHA, yeah. First-time homebuyer.
A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff you can do. So that's cool.
The government will subsidize you a little bit. The banks will hopefully be nice.
We'll see.
Though FHA, they do have extra hurdles for you to jump through. So your house had better be squaw.
Yeah, we'll see.
As in square, not the type of fish or...
the fish.
Yeah.
What do you got going on there?
He's cleaning off the... Oh, yeah, it's crystal clear. You can see the shine off my head now.
Oh.
As you see tonight, I'm not wearing my cap because I shaved today, and usually I'm...
You like to air it out?
Unshaven. And then I get this Captain Picard line going here, and we're just not going to do
Captain
that.
Captain Jean-Luc Picard, USS Enterprise.
That premiered today.
I heard that.
Did it?
I started watching it before I came out to do this. But
how do you watch it?
CBS All Access.
CBS All Access.
Oh, I don't have that.
Does that cost money?
All the fucking money, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not going to pay to see it.
That's why I haven't watched it on Apple.
If I really, really want to watch it, I'll go over to Mom's house.
There's
she needs the company sometimes anyway.
There's a few other shows that I watch on there. I do watch the other Star Trek that airs on there too.
Well, we had CBS All Access for a little bit because we gave an effort to The Twilight Zone. I didn't like it.
I only watched two.
It's fine.
It's yeah, exactly. It's just it's
Twilight
just
Zone is outdated. Now it's Black Mirror.
Yep.
Yeah, that's honestly that's when we were watching. We're like, yeah, we just go watch Black Mirror.
Exactly.
And it's way better.
Yeah.
Except
for the pig fucker episode.
The Twilight Zone,
the first one.
The Twilight Zone felt like it was just like they're like, we need content for this streaming service. Let's do a Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Anybody who has an idea. Give it to us.
Yeah. But I wanted it to be good because of Jordan Peele.
Yeah. Right. It was okay, but it just wasn't great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's still good as a host. I mean, he was good.
Yeah.
It's just, honestly, we're
I
like,
checked out right away, like almost like, immediately, though. Yeah. After like the two episodes I watched.
Yeah. I didn't care about the story at all.
No.
Any of the stories. So, whatever.
And that's kind of the whole
thing. And I can't think of a Black Mirror that I didn't enjoy.
Jesse Plemons one's one of my favorites.
Which
one? That's the Star Trek one.
That is my favorite
McAllister.
Also
amazing.
Yeah,
I think I don't know if they stopped or but I thought I had seen that they were doing a spin-off based on that one alone.
I had read that too, but I don't know
I don't know if they're doing it or what happened, but I would have loved to have watched a series based on that.
Yeah.
Like basically after what happens and then they start. And then Aaron Paul is in the last, like, minute of it.
Yeah.
Hello? You can just tell. As soon as I watch the episode, I'm like, well, that's Aaron Paul.
Yeah.
But I also watch BoJack, so I've gotten to know his voice pretty well. Yeah.
But BoJack's on its last season, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I can start watching that then.
This dates back to January of last or of 2018.
Oh,
so
that's nowhere.
It's kind of dated.
That's
too
dated.
Bad. It was a good show, though.
Yeah, I liked that show. Well, Jimmy Simpson is great.
He's great in everything he's in.
Yeah.
Because he was in Breaking Bad as well.
Is that McPoyle?
Jimmy Simpson? No.
That's
McPoyle.
Is that McPoyle?
Oh, okay. McPoyle. Or the Man in Black.
Also, he's younger. And the Man in Black, yeah.
And Westworld.
You call her! I love It's Always Sunny.
Did you watch the Clone Wars Season 7 trailer?
I haven't watched anything yet.
Oh,
I have it saved.
The really trailer good. For the next one?
I haven't had a sick day yet.
It
trailer
popped
is
up
absolutely amazing.
My son and I watched
it yesterday. The next time I have a sick day, I'm going to watch. I'm going to binge it.
I need to sit down and make time for it.
Way too much to binge. It's 22 episodes a season, 24?
Yeah, but if I had a sick day, I'd have a good start.
You would have a good start.
You'd get started.
But for here in Season 7, Darth Maul and Ahsoka Tano, they have a throwdown, probably on Mandalore. And Ray Park did motion capture for the fight. And I...
That's so cool.
Ray Park is incredible.
Yeah. Nice guy, too. Met that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you met him?
Met him, yeah. Got to meet him at Emerald City Comic Con.
You said you met him like at the end of the day, and he was still doing demo.
It was actually towards the end of the day, and he was still fucking around with lightsabers, and he was just so nice. It was free to meet him.
Really?
Wow. It wasn't one of those things where, because Shatner was there too, he had to pay money to meet him, and I was like, "Yeah, I like Shat, but I don't care."
Denny Crane.
He's only Denny got Crane. So many hours left, though.
It's funny that you say that. Funny that you say that because I can't,
every time I see Shatner on TV, I feel I'm like, when's he gonna die?
Why is he still?
It's funny you say the Denny Crane thing because when I went to that, I told Max at the time, I'm like, I'm gonna bring a copy of Boston Legal for him to sign. Like that would be like he's expecting Star Trek, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, Boston Legal, which is one of my favorite shows.
It's pretty good.
What's the other one that he was in with Heather Locklear? What was that?
Is that shit my dad says?
That should have been what you brought to have him sign.
But then he would have to purchase
DVD.
That on DVD.
No, just bring a burned copy.
I already own season 1 and 2 of Boston Legal. It's a great show.
The shit my dad says was
also
a great
Heather
Twitter
Locklear
account.
Is on Boston Legal.
Right, TJ Hooker. Is what I
from
82 to 86.
Heather Locklear plays a woman who may or may not have black widowed her husbands on Boston Legal. So,
I always hoped I'd find a woman like that.
And Denny Crane's super attracted to her, even though she may have or may have not have killed her.
She's Heather Locklear.
Well, yeah.
She's gone downhill in the last few years, but.
They all do.
She's hot in Airheads. And that's what I'll always remember.
You remember we had that Shannon Elizabeth conversation?
Yeah.
A while ago?
I think so.
She's in the Jay and Silent Bob reboot. She's good looking.
Oh, look still.
Shannon Elizabeth is?
Yeah.
Oh, I figured she was.
Yeah.
I think I told her to get a hold of me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
I think we looked her up.
Like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I know.
She's
held up. Okay.
She's not Heather Locklear old yet.
No.
She's close.
By a few decades.
Well.
Seriously, it might be a few decades.
A couple, at least. I bet she's 81. I'm going to guess she's 81. 1981.
Really? I'd have picked her. Well, yeah, you are probably right.
Because the American Pie movies came out when we were...
99.
In high school. 73, fuck, oh dear.
I was completely wrong, and...
she aged super well.
She is 46.
Super well.
Yeah.
Again, Shannon Elizabeth.
Good job.
If you like bald guys,
I was wrong. It's not Heather Locklear.
And...
I looked it up real quick. It's not her. Yeah, it was a lookalike.
Amy.
It was a ripoff.
Yeah, Amy.
Heather Locklean.
Heathen Locklean.
I bet you money the makers of the movie were like, "Well, we need Heather Locklear," and they're like, "Well, we're gonna get
no." She refuses to kiss Brendan Fraser, so we're gonna have to.
So then they're like, "Let's just find something that looks like her."
Just get the Shopko version.
We got Señor Spielbergo.
Not the Walmart version. Get the Shopko version. She's got to be a little more punk and a little less Midwestern.
Good stuff. All right, what do you got on the docket there, Eduardo?
Oh, hell, we got...
They're rebuilding the Titanic.
They are rebuilding the Titanic.
Holy shit.
Okay, I didn't see that one on there. Can we talk about that?
What a stupid fucking idea.
And James Cramer is going to put the kibosh on that. Unless he can film every second of it.
Oh, he would.
From the first rivet.
He put a camera on
to the last
pit
stroke.
Or do they really want to rebuild
only if
it
he can shoot a load in every cabin.
Do they really want
to... And sacrifice people to the bilge gods because, you know, a lot of people died building the Titanic.
That's true.
Lots.
They were sealed up inside. They could hear him pound on the hull, but by God, this ship's unsinkable. We're not going to break open the hull to let that fucker out.
You know how difficult it would be to break an unsinkable ship?
He's just Irish.
he's just Irish.
It's probably more people that died building it than died on it.
Right.
Well, technically, they didn't die on it. they died out of it.
They died in the ocean.
Well, some of them died
it
in
was
it.
It was chilly. I don't
the
know.
The ones that hit the propeller?
Some of them
died all over it.
I'm pretty sure some of those lower level ones just died in it.
Oh, yeah. The coal haulers and stuff.
They just died on the inside of it.
Oh. Trying to get the article to pull up here.
I went to a...
It was probably somebody still alive on that fucker.
Titanic the theme other, restaurant.
The other ones.
Yeah.
In Australia.
Before he ran out of air. Oh my God.
Terrible.
We've been trapped in here for 20 minutes. We've got to eat Eric Roberts.
We've got to eat Eric Roberts.
Eat Eric Roberts. No one gives a shit about him. No.
All right.
That's old. That's an old reference.
Eric Roberts is ad-libbing his lines again. Who is Gutman's father?
Do you guys want to hear my Eric Roberts impersonation?
Yes.
Because I have one.
Do you do the weird thing he does in Best of the Best where he fights with his hand up here?
No, but I have one from the Best of the Best.
Outstanding.
I have heard yours.
Coach, this is the only thing I know I'm good at.
Huh? Coach!
Coach! Break it!
Cut me, Mickey, cut me!
Tommy, no! That's a great movie.
We watched it a few dozen times.
How many of those did they make?
The second one was the best, though.
Second one is actually good.
Because it was the underground fighting ring run
with
by
Wayne Newton.
And everybody loves Wayne Newton.
That was actually a good sir.
Oh, please.
Please and thank
little known fact about the beard. He is a Wayniac. Oh. He's a Wayniac. Huge Wayne Newton fan.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Mr. Las Vegas.
Was it? By the gracious of my heart, it was. Because who dies? So, who dies in the second one? Sean Penn.
Chris Penn. the Shopko Penn.
Shopko Penn dies in it.
Yeah.
And then Tommy's avenging his death.
Right. Because he was the cowboy guy who really, right. he was down on his luck or something, and all he could do was fight. So he went to this underground fighting tournament and got his shit kicked in.
I believe in Best of the Best 3, a film I have actually not seen, but I read the Wikipedia for it. I believe Eric Roberts' character dies in Best of the Best 3.
Does he die off screen?
Somebody's got it.
No. He's there.
Oh, wow.
I believe he dies in a way, the same kind of way that... Chris Penn dies.
He goes up to
some kind of
wild,
thing. Yeah,
wildly illegal Lionheart tournament.
But Best of the Best 2 is actually good, though. It's actually a good movie. Best of the Best 1 is my favorite. Well, I mean, it was good. Okay, I'll meet you there because the last time I've seen any of those movies, I was a child.
Yeah, and we were all stupid then. All of us. Everybody.
I do love Best of the Best 1, though. I did love that movie. And then Best of the Best 2 I thought was really good. Here's a funny thing. I actually saw Best of the Best 2 before I saw Best of the Best 1.
Oh, so you didn't have that heartbreak at the beginning?
No, I did not.
When Chris Penn gets shit kicked in the arena.
Right.
So, you were just like, whatever, some fat dude died.
Right.
Sean Penn.
Chris Penn was like
was
on chubby. The skinny side, so still kind of...
I don't think he's ever been
I've never seen him skinny.
What about Footloose?
Nope.
I've never seen Footloose.
Yeah, don't change
it's
that.
It's been a long time.
Don't.
That's a movie about dancing. Leave it so alone. Derek
I just
watch
no.
It.
I think I saw him in a scene.
Little Derek was definitely not gay. No.
So my sister's dad, though, he was the one that liked those movies a lot. Like, he's the reason why I've seen Digstown and like a lot of cool movies like that. Mm-hmm. I think he rented Best of the Best 2. I don't think he had seen Best of the Best 1. Mm. And then I watched Best of the Best 2. I'm like, man, this is a really good movie. And so later on in my life, I was like, oh, Best of the Best 1 is a thing. And I was young still. So I watched Best of the Best 1. I was like, fuck, this is a good movie.
Yeah.
That would have broken me. Then I couldn't have watched the second one first.
Well, I think I was still like, I didn't care about the... I think I saw Ghostbusters 2 before I saw Ghostbusters 1.
That's fucked up.
But I love both those movies.
Yeah.
They're both good.
They as much as shit as the sequel gets.
Is that Footloose?
Yeah.
Man.
So that's the one time he's been thin. Good job, Ward.
Yeah, but he's like 14 years old.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as they wrapped on filming, he found cocaine and hamburgers and...
I was going to say, found cocaine. Game changer. Why is he so fat?
He would have lost another
cocaine
20.
And hamburgers.
Found marijuana.
Or whatever.
Marijuana makes you fat.
What killed him? What killed him?
Some sort of drug addiction. 300 pounds at the time. Found dead.
Wow, look at those jowls. He could be Keith Havens.
Enlarged
heart. He looks like Keith Havens.
Through Valium, morphine, and marijuana, as well as antihistamine.
Yeah.
I call that bullfrog.
And a high level of codeine were also found in his system. But I would say his size probably...
Yeah, 300.
Weighed in on that.
He was a man of large
appetites. He died at 40?
Yeah.
I outlived that motherfucker.
How tall was he at 300 pounds?
Not tall enough.
I think he's say probably a 6 footer.
How tall was Chris Penn? You don't have to erase the whole thing. You just have to...
I'm going
to
say he's 5'10".
How tall was Charles Manson?
He was 5'10".
Bam! 10. Like a boss.
So 300 at 5'10 is a lot different than 300
the same height
at 6'3".
As Laurie Singer.
Right. So even when you were at 3, that's you got 5 inches to spread that girth around.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
So, and
that's
also
why, that's why.
Yeah, but he just around, kept all his in his heart and his face.
That's why at 300 I could still walk.
His heart had like 15 pounds of fat wrapped around it,
and his face has the rest of it.
That makes me so hungry.
Can I fry up his?
Can
heart?
Can I dig him up?
It's probably
no,
still most of him
no,
there.
There's fucking laws against that.
You don't want him now.
Like Doc Cochran over here.
Doc Cochran?
Yeah.
I'm not going to end up as a lunger, though.
So it's Titanic 2 is set sail in 2022. It's not leaving from the same location, though. It's leaving from Dubai.
Maybe we
instead
can talk
of South
to
Hampton.
ISIS or
it seems like
Iran
a bad idea.
Or something.
Yeah, there's going to be more lifeboats. Like, that's the, oh, there's going to be more lifeboats so Billy Zane can't take them all? Like...
What the? Yeah, he bought like 5 on his way out, and he's like, I want at least...
I want extras.
I want at least 100
though,
fucking
things
poor
are
people
so
to die.
Much different now. When that boat took off, no one knew where the fuck it was.
Right.
Because they didn't have satellites or radar or any of that shit. Now when something like that tucks off, you can fucking just follow one person's cell phone that's on the
counterpoint.
Boat.
Counterpoint.
Okay.
That boat can get stranded in the middle of the ocean. People have to poop into buckets.
Yeah.
Because that happened like a year ago.
No, just go to the
cruise
ship.
On a cruise ship, yeah.
Just go to the poop deck.
That's why I wouldn't.
Right?
Wow.
Do you guys remember that boat, though?
Yeah.
They got stranded and everybody got like dysentery, basically.
Everybody always gets sick on cruises.
Just
because no one washes their hands.
And it's.
I'm looking at you, employees. Wash your fucking hands when you change the bed linens and you...
No shit, yeah.
Obviously, the beard does not understand the lawless frontier that is international waters.
Maritime law.
Maritime law.
I have friends who work cruise ships, and I will never take a cruise.
Oh, I won't either. That's never been on my docket. That's never been my...
I want to do. I'd like to do an Alaskan one sometime.
I'm
if I was a 20-something
terrified of the ocean.
Again, I would love to have worked on a cruise ship because I can be charming in small doses, and it sounds like it's a huge fucking party whenever
so,
you're not
remember
qualified.
That qualifier. I would say
in small
as
doses.
A younger person, I would have loved to have worked on a cruise ship as well. I would, but that's never been my thing. Where I'm like, oh, I really want to take a cruise. I've never been like the type of person that's like, oh, I want to take a cruise. Well, that's never been my thing.
I just said I'd like to take an Alaskan one, but as far as cruises go, an Alaskan cruise sounds like, to most people, the most boring cruise. But that would actually be a fun one because you kind of going in the like the.
Well, yeah, because if the children get loud, you can just throw them in the water and they'll die much faster because it's cold as
shit.
There's
too many cameras. You'd have to really.
It's not like the Caribbean where it's like you're throwing them in bathwater.
You've got
to
zig here and zag here and just flip them over real
quick. Just don't throw them off. Don't throw them off the top deck because they don't hit the water. They just hit the bottom deck. They're just gonna find the corpse of your kid.
You can probably just sell the bowel dwellers.
Your own kids.
Why?
Other people's kids.
Chris Benoit would beg to differ.
He would. But he can't because he's got something lodged in his throat.
Well, he's dead.
for real, you could just sell your kid to one of the bilge dwellers.
Oh, there you go.
And they would never come back.
Child sales. That's gone down since the...
Bree and I went on a steamboat cruise in New Orleans. That was a lot of fun.
On the Mighty Mississippi?
Those little short ones where you go... You go out for like 4 hours. Those are fantastic.
It was awesome.
I don't think I could do it for weeks at a time.
It was awesome. Chris Benoff here. He's cramping my.
It was
just staring at me.
And he's dead.
I'm tired of these corpses. Dead Chris's.
Bring up a picture of Shannon Elizabeth. I don't mind her staring at me.
We're just gonna
that part where she's
we're
just
gonna
like
start
this.
Hearing this.
You're like, yep.
Girlfriend, I'm independently wealthy.
No, what I think will happen, like, you're going to have more overboard accidents with the Titanic, too, because there's going to be so many people trying to do, like, the Jack and Rose selfie shit.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to just have to put a net around the whole thing and then have live
Eduardo
cams on it.
Eduardo just changed my entire view on this. I'm totally for it now.
I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm
charge in. Money.
Pack
and
it full of millennials.
Fucking assholes falling off.
Yeah.
You know what I would do? If I was building it, I would do it as a troll, and the only song that played was actually Celine Dion.
My Heart Will Go On.
Okay, first off, I want to point
Celine Dion.
Hold on. There's a Pete Holmes joke, I can't get out of the Pete Holmes joke. Pete Holmes does a joke where he says, "My mom called me up. She said, Pete, I heard my favorite singer, Celine Dion." So I can't get out
French
of that.
She is French Canadian.
Okay. So, but no, I would on the cruise. I would only play Celine Dion
the whole time.
Oh, God.
My Heart Will Go On.
Just
that's
that,
it.
Just the
on
one
repeat.
Song.
Loop on
it,
repeat.
Yeah, yeah.
By the time it parked in the UK, it'd
in
be
every cabin,
dome,
in every cab, in every cab.
Fucking Tina Turner would be eating Mel Gibson before they made it to London.
Yeah, they'd love it.
There'd be a baby riding somebody's shoulders. Like, Master Blaster rules Titanic Town.
She'd only be eating Mel Gibson because Eric Roberts wasn't around.
No, we go in, we kill. It'd be great. It'd be a lot of fun.
Jesus. Can you imagine what kind
Titanic
of super virus would come off that motherfucker?
Oh.
Oh, I spoke too soon on the Chinese super virus, too. It just happens to not be
man.
Plague.
I've heard
coronavirus.
I've heard more, which sounds delicious.
Corona sounds like a car model.
It sounds way too sunny.
Or a beer.
Are you seriously saying that Corona sounds like a car model?
No,
when
no,
there is
yeah,
a
coronavirus. No, no, no. Well, yeah, there is a beer, but fuck. No,
that's where. No, no, no. Hold on. Let's
a Toyota Prius, coronavirus. Like,
no, no, no.
What
hold
are you
on.
Driving? What's that? What kind of hybrid? Oh, it's
you
coronavirus.
Heard, you heard it was a coronavirus. No, no, no. Hold on. I want to take a second here. You heard
it's
the
Cadillac virus.
You heard coronavirus, and your brain went Corolla. When there's
right.
When there's
he's
literally
like,
a beer made
to Coro Spirit
Corona
drink Nozzle.
Your brain, though, when you hear, like, coronavirus, fucking sounds like a car. When Corona is literally a beer that exists that
in
you
your
can
fridge.
Buy it from a store.
It's right in the fridge,
yeah,
too.
Is there a Corona in there?
Yeah, I almost
well,
dropped
Corona
the bottle
line.
When I
it's
went and grabbed my Red Bull.
It's only 94-calorie one, so it's kind of
so
only,
you heard,
it's like a two-thirds of a Corona.
Coronavirus.
It's almost
like,
a Corona.
It sounds like a car.
It's a Coronet.
Well, yeah.
It made me think
beer.
Of the sun.
Always.
Supernova?
Fine. Mexico.
Because that skunk beer is bad. I don't even acknowledge its existence.
Sure.
Thank you, Rick.
And I drink Weinhardt's.
Weinhardt's is the best cheap beer there is.
Fuck.
I always liked it.
I heard it's called
$13 for an 18 pack.
I heard it's called the Bud Virus. You know what that sounds like? A buck deer.
Sounds like a dog that plays Bud basketball. Virus?
You got that from smoking the marijuana. Boom, that's where my mind goes when you say Bud.
M-O-O-N.
Because I used to drink a lot of Bud Light in college, but I don't remember the
joke. Your joke would work better if you're like the Michelob Virus. Because Bud could be so many things.
But Corona can be one thing.
Right, I know, that's what I'm saying.
Beer.
It can be multiple things.
Or car. Coronavirus.
Or the fucking hybrid sun. Wow. The source of life on this planet.
I just don't even know with you
and
anymore.
And now it's killing us. It's
B-Y-R-U-S.
No, coronavirus is a stupid fucking name.
Oh, God. Yeah, I hope it's effective, though.
You're rooting for it.
I'm totally behind it. Okay. I hope it slows down a little bit so that we can watch these people fall off this fucking boat before
we die.
He's
like walking around the airport knocking people's masks off.
Dude, if it takes out some of the Chinese, I'm all for it. But we're already behind it. They're already funneling anybody traveling from China into only 5 airports.
Oh. And are there Zyklon showers in those airports?
Like, no. There are fully loaded AR-15s.
I just did it. I took it to 9.
And as soon as they test you and find out that you are infected, they kill you and they burn you out on the tarmac.
Really?
Oh, wait, I just dreamed that. I'm sorry.
I'd be like,
that's how I would handle a virus outbreak.
Will you please?
Oh, you have a fever and a runny nose? Boom.
I'm okay.
In the oven
Huddleston
with you.
Will never I would be okay. President.
I'm okay with being patient zero. I'd be like, excuse me, sir. Would you please cough into my mouth? And then I just get home. I'm like, man, I missed you all so much.
You'd start at home?
Yeah.
It's Corona Ebola.
I'd start at work.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be way more effective.
You didn't put enough thought into that.
Yours, you coughing on letters?
If I'm going to die, my wife would want to die too.
Oh, no way. Give her a chance.
No, she doesn't want a chance.
No, she. I'm not giving her any orange cards.
We're not even a year in and he's already speaking for her.
We're both the only reason keeping each other alive at this point.
I'm only alive for her, and she's only alive for me.
Well,
I'm only alive because I'm lazy.
I've got a real strong, survival drive. I just
want
to live. All right,
tell us about Saved by the Bell. I see you pulling up, but I know you really want to talk about it.
Speaking of people who need to get the fucking coronavirus or fall off the new Titanic.
Before you talk about this, is Jimmy Fallon involved in any way?
Oh, I have no idea.
Because Jimmy Fallon's been trying to get this.
Right, he's been trying to get this ball rolling for a while, creating fucking reunions on his show.
I only care about Tiffany and
Didn't
Amber-Thiessen.
He get nobody involved except for everybody other than like Zach and Lisa, basically?
Screech.
No, it's there. Originally there was
everybody
no Zach
except for Screech and Lisa
because Screech smelled like prostitutes.
No, because Screech turned into a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
Dustin Diamond.
You know, pasty little white basement dwellers. That's what they become.
That's what they are.
Did you know that Screech was not in his pornography?
He was not.
Was it a deep fake?
First off, his face was never actually shown.
Oh.
He claims that it was made.
To defame him? Of all of his fame? His vast amounts of acquired fame?
You know, he rode that Saved by the Bell train for a while after. Because he did the college years.
He did the
And then he went back to the new Saved by the Bell where he went back.
As a teacher or something.
As like an assistant to Mr. Belding or something.
I just want to know if Mr. Belding's coming back, but you're going to tell me he's dead.
No, he's alive, but he's super fat.
Mr.
And
Belding.
He's like the biggest fucking wrestling fan in the whole world.
And Elizabeth Berkley always looks like junked out, like that episode where she took the caffeine pills.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited.
Mr. Belding. Mr. Belding made an appearance on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia as their former coach who was shunned for touching the boys.
He spent
Mac wants to know why he wasn't touched.
Yeah. I always wonder that myself. Like,
Mario
I was an altar boy.
Mario
How come
Lopez
I wasn't touched?
Hasn't aged a day.
No.
No, that dude, whatever vampire blood he's drinking, send some of it my way.
Mark Paul Gosselaar's starting to look like Keanu Reeves.
See, the thing
he's
is...
He's got a John fucking Wick look about him right there.
Mark Paul Gosselaar's got some fucking star power. He's done some good shows. That fucking Franklin Bash was good. I don't know why you'd go back to revisit Saved by the Bell. Unless...
Because,
I mean,
yes.
So
one. Uno mas.
I'm okay.
Por favor.
Right. So, let's read the article here. Anybody want to read?
Yeah. Welcome back to Bayside, folks. Saved by the Bell is joining the countless number of classic sitcoms getting a reboot in the time of network streaming services, and the cast is looking pretty familiar. The series will explore the fallout after Zach Morris, who is somehow the governor
of California. Zach Morris is trash.
Now. Yeah. Runs into trouble for closing too many low-income high schools. He proposes the affected students be sent to the highest-performing schools in the state, which happens to include his alma mater, Bayside High. While there isn't an announced premiere date for the show, the NBC streaming site Peacock, God, that's
God
fucking terrible, is set to launch in April, and they need more jizz spread around. So there's a good chance we'll
see exactly what it says
on Bayside High this year.
Do you know what you call a female peacock?
A she-cock?
No. A peahen. Most people say peacunt, but it's peahen.
When the reboot was announced back in September 2019, Mario Lopez and Elizabeth Berkley were already signed on to reprise their iconic roles as A.C. Slater and Jesse Spano because they had nothing going at the time. Several months down the line, and it looks like the reboot will be a true Bayside High reunion with some fresh faces tagging along. Check out all the stars who are joining the sequel series, and keep your eyes out for an official premiere date.
What's the show... the Canadians do that always reboots that...
Dawson's Creek?
No, something high.
Degrassi?
Degrassi?
Yeah. So I feel like they could do something like that. I think that's what where they'll go with it. Do you guys know anything about Degrassi High?
No. I know that Kevin Smith was obsessed with it for a while.
Basically, it's a show like Saved by the Bell, but it had way more... Dawson's Creek type issues and the show like tried doing stuff with it, but basically they when they relaunched, it was the parents from the original series and then their kids are in high school. So like
Degrassi, the next generation.
Honestly, think Girl Meets World.
Okay. And then they'll have Degrassi Voyager and Degrassi Enterprise.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
See, I wonder if that show Mixed Dish is still going to keep going because Mark Paul Gosselaar is like a co-lead in that show.
He plays Paul Johnson, Bo's
father. I'm sure
father.
He can do both.
Yeah, well, I mean, fuck, Jason Bateman does like six things at once.
Because Jason Bateman is a fucking professional.
And Gary Cole plays Zach Morris's dad.
I watched the first Fantastic. Couple episodes of it. It's not bad.
Have you guys ever watched College Humor? Funny or Die? Zach Morris is trash.
Yeah, those are great.
Oh yeah, they're hilarious. And they're nothing in there is wrong.
No, it's all accurate.
It's
all
absolutely
accurate
to the fiction.
Yeah, they're all really funny.
Zach Morris is trash.
Basically, Rick, what they do is they break down episodes of It's Always Sunny It's Always Sunny. They could do that with that, too.
They could.
With Saved by the Bell.
I shouldn't have eaten the crow.
And they show why, like, how much of a piece of shit Zach Morris is on each episode.
He really is, but he was the guy everybody wanted to be.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to be a piece of shit.
Because he's always trying to manipulate things to his favor.
Yeah, it's really good.
Everybody wanted to be Zach
it's
Morris.
It's really good, and it's
he
really
can
funny.
Freeze time.
Right. Nobody wanted to be Screech Powers, that nice nerdy
Nobody.
Guy that was just friendly to everybody.
Nice nerdy
not
guy.
Even, not even no. Screech wanted to be Screech.
No, evidently.
He just wanted to smell his fingers after he shoved it in prostitute ass. I don't know.
I'd like him for his wardrobe, but he can keep that curly hair.
Those rainbow suspenders.
I remember being a kid and staying home sick from school.
And watching Batman the Animated Series.
And watching Saved by the Bell.
On TBS.
Yeah. On TBS.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah. Oh.
Still beautiful, too. Look
Dude,
her up.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
I wanted her to grow up
she
and
was
get
in,
naked.
She was
so
in White
bad.
Collar. Did you watch White Collar?
No.
Matt Bomer. That wasn't a bad show. It was one of, like, the... It was a USA show that came out kind of on the heels of like Monk and Psych, and so it was kind of in that.
But the main guy left production when Meghan Markle left, though, right?
I thought she was on Suits.
No, it's, you're thinking of Suits.
Oh, Suits.
But now she's coming back.
It's not like it's a different show. It's on USA.
It's
on USA.
Right. Yeah, it's like...
It might as well be Meghan.
What if
Matt
the guy...
MD or whatever the fuck it is.
Because Bomer wore a suit. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they just kind of like retweaked the scripts. It's like, I think... It's my theory on... It's like my theory on Bruce Willis and his... Lionsgate contract. He's really only shot like 15 minutes of footage, and they're just splitting it out over.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You mean this one? I got to wear a hat? No, you got to go with the bald head.
He just shoots all his scenes for 17 movies.
Do I need to shave my ass for this one?
No.
You're keeping your pants on, Mr. Willis.
Here's another leather jacket for you, Bruce. Thank you.
This one's slightly different. It's more distressed.
Really need Tim.
I've got a bit of a 5 o'clock shadow. Well, don't worry about it, because this character actually has a little bit of a gristle to him. So we'll just leave it. We'll get it after that.
Yeah. He's got a bit of a drinking problem. You might pretend to be hungover, and work from there.
Bruce,
just remove it in post.
And I'm just a side character in this. No, you're the star. But this is all we need.
This is it.
Hi, I'm. That was it.
1974.
Sure, it's good.
45.
Oh, amazing.
Yep. Yep.
Do you want to...
She's going to... She's going to...
Do you want to have an open invitation?
Poorly age into those jowls, Shannon Elizabeth though. Is mine. I only have one. I'm a one-trick pony.
Oh, that's bullshit.
One-trick pony.
Tiffany Thiessen knocks on the door. You're not going to...
I'd say, you're not Shannon Elizabeth. Close.
Oh, you dumb.
Dumb.
I would just be Kelly Kapowski.
I am all for you.
I would tell my wife, like, look, man. Kelly Kapowski's here. You better get out of here.
You better get the fucking camera.
No. She would. That's the thing. She'd be like,
that's what I'm
she'd be like,
saying.
Well, I guess this is what's going on. And we're going to watch this later.
She's an artist.
And we never want
she'll
it for
right
money
with
again.
Yeah. I am not going to watch this show.
The Saved by the Bell?
No.
I might watch the first episode just to like have a taste.
Well,
see,
really,
like
Mark Paul Gosselaar is the only real actor among them.
Really, yeah. Seriously, yeah. Well, she played a recurring character in White Collar for however many seasons that was on. 6 seasons, 81 episodes.
Mario,
but she was kind of
right,
a supporting.
She's an actress,
supporting
but
role.
Mario Lopez has had a career.
Yeah, he was on a lot of TV shows. Yeah.
Lark Voorhees is. I think has like mental illness, like schizophrenia or something.
Oh, yeah, she had a legitimate something,
like a mental breakdown
she might
have of some
schizo,
kind.
But
that's too bad.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know that it's been diagnosed.
They told her to shit.
But no screech, though, huh?
Or something.
I'm saying no screech.
Dustin
no
Diamond. Yeah, he's that.
Toxic.
That's a fair argument because he followed the spinoffs too. It's like it's
no screech,
like,
no Saved by the Bell, man.
Well, I'm not boycotting it. That's gay.
He might as well be Kevin Spacey. But,
I'm just saying, if you're going to have a Saved by the Bell reboot, I know he's nuts, but if it's not, if no Screech, then...
See, here's what I think happens. They do the reboot, depending on the success of the reboot, then he's going to kind of come out of the shadows and try to kind of, like, weasel his way into
maybe.
Like, I'm rehabilitated. And
Mary-Kate
and
Ashley Olsen still
like
haven't been on Fuller House.
Right.
But they're so gross. They look like walking skeletons.
Well, so Screech.
The other Olsen,
Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Her career has surpassed theirs.
Fuller House found its own audience. So my kids love that show.
Those girls have so much money.
They were
they've
just
got
really,
those clothing lines, yeah. And they
well
they,
the clothing lines the clothing like, lines are like Walmart brand. They don't do shit now.
Yeah,
they do. They have, but they're worth.
They don't need
so
to do anything anymore.
Money.
They have all the money they will ever need.
They were.
They could sell
Hanes
T-shirts with
at this point.
I think she's done better work, but I don't think she's more financially successful.
Yeah, she banged her dad and old boy.
She's critically successful. Yeah.
Yeah,
look at artistically successful. What her net worth?
She banged Thanos.
What's her name?
Elizabeth Olsen.
I ain't farting on no snare drum.
$5 million. Oh yeah, Mary-Kate and Ashley, $200 million.
Wow,
piece.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's still not as much as I
expected. I just figured their brands. I mean, nobody buys that.
And
shit
she's
anymore.
So much cuter too.
Because she has skin on her face.
Yeah, they went the anorexic route, and
she's not.
Fuck, they're like
she doesn't look like she was born from Skeletor and Evil Inn.
What's funny is if you take the three of them and you put them in a police lineup and you ask the people, like, who are these three people? I guarantee more people are going to go, like, oh, Elizabeth Olsen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, she's in the fucking Avengers.
Right. She's the more recognizable one now.
Which is crazy.
It also does depend on the demographic of the one doing the choosing.
Right.
Maybe.
Brie Larson, throw her in the trash.
What a waste of a...
Because
I don't even want
her best
Captain
movie
Marvel
was
too.
Room. And she should have stayed there.
Yeah. I don't even want a Captain Marvel.
I do feel
too.
Like an don't older care. I feel like an older person would even still go, well, I know who the other two are, but I prefer the one.
Yeah.
Right.
Brie Olsen's best movie was Brie Larson. Wasn't she in Scott Pilgrim versus the
Brie
World?
Brie Olsen's a porn star.
She's the one that was with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't pay him for sex. I pay him to leave. That's my boy right there.
He's going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the AIDS.
Yeah.
No, he's got enough money. He might be.
No, they just didn't. They just liquefy the money and he's got Magic Look Johnson. At Magic Johnson.
Magic That's Johnson's true. Had the AIDS for like
Except
40
for Magic
years.
No, no, no. Magic no, he's Johnson has HIV. Yeah. He's got the HIV.
But
different.
Yeah. Okay, so let's back blown. That up for a second, though. He had the HIV in 1992. I remember because it was on the cover of my fucking Weekly Reader.
Right. It was huge.
Sixth grade. I'm 40 now.
Yeah. And he just keeps injecting pure cash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that is what stops
the
him
distilled
from blowing
idea
up
of money.
He's got a room full
vein.
Of virgin boys that he's just sucking all their essence out of. Mm-hmm.
That went into a dark
place. That was
place.
Dark.
He's much,
dumps him in a pit in the back.
He's much more likable, though. So the doctors probably help him more than Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen's like, I've got fucking Adonis DNA. I'll be fine.
I was
Give me that
sad.
Tiger blood.
Tiger blood.
I was kind of sad when the Cleveland Indians played the Cubs in the series. He really wanted to throw out the first pitch, and I thought that would have been really cool.
And they wouldn't let him because he'd get AIDS on the ball.
If he came out like Wild Things,
didn't like him because he's nuts.
Yeah.
Oh,
but then you know what he's gonna do? He's gonna get out there and instead of throwing the first pitch, take off all his clothes. Is Charlie Sheen? You don't know what he's gonna do, so you don't book him.
You got to give him credit, though. He's a hard fucking worker.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, he fucking failed out of Two and a Half Men. Then he went on, like, signed a fucking 100-episode syndication deal for that anger management show and banged those episodes out in, like, a year and a half or something stupid like that. It was
And they're
crazy.
Terrible, but they're not as terrible as Two and a Half Men.
You can
honest.
Do it if you have to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really acting as a job.
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen throw out the first pitch because I love those movies.
Me too. Those movies are fantastic.
Yeah.
Especially the first one. The second one was pretty good, but this first one was just solid the whole way
through. It's fucking classic.
Probably Tom Berenger's best work.
I
liked him in Training Day.
Yeah.
All those dudes in Training Day were cool. When they just had their little bit part as the Three Kings, it was like him, Stick from Daredevil, and that one other guy. And they're only there a couple of times, and they're just really good. But what else was he in? He was in Inception. That was pretty good. The Sniper movies. I don't know if those were great. They weren't even good 80s actors.
Berenger's a real good actor.
One shot, two kills.
Good Western that he's in is that Johnson County War.
Yeah. That was Billy Zane.
Luke
it was
Perry's
Billy
in
Zane
it?
And Tom Berenger. It was? Yeah, the first Sniper movie, it was good.
It is a good movie.
It was.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Man, a Billy Zane movie that was good.
Well, The Phantom.
The Phantom.
Tombstone.
Oh, that's not a Billy Zane movie.
He's in it.
He plays
He's
an actor
in it.
And he plays actor to the hilt.
You can take that if you
want. Oh, man. Fucking
Antonio
Brown. Oh, did they take him out of the house yet?
He's been arrested, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then this is old and no one cares anymore.
But Antonio Brown, the real story is the CTE, obviously.
He's fucking done.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's made his money and didn't piss it away. He probably pissed it away. But really, if you were playing professional football, your bell's going to get rung.
Yeah.
That is why you make seven figures. You are sacrificing your future self
for
dollars.
Right.
Yeah, he should have. Being a Steelers fan, I do have a dog in the race. if he would have just stuck around with the Steelers, they would have just they would have worked around with the madness a little bit.
Sure.
And I think as soon as
and
he
no no new team is gonna
right.
harness the madness.
And he can't go back to the Steelers now too either, especially now.
Well, it's way too publicly fucking crazy.
It's just too bad because if he would have stuck with the Steelers, they still would have ran with it though.
Totally. I mean,
they were going to.
Yeah.
They wanted to.
I'm good right now.
But yeah. Yeah, it's a it's
but
a
he's
shame.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And that happens when your bell gets rung too many times.
Yeah.
But that's what happens to football players.
Good old perfect.
Mm. I've been watching that. I watched a couple episodes of that Hernandez doc series on Netflix.
I am wanting to watch that, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's different.
How long did he play football before he went crazy and started killing people? I don't think it was as
long. Not very long.
It wasn't a full decade.
Yeah. So he wanted to kill people anyway.
Yeah.
Don't most people want to kill people? And most of us just don't do it?
I don't want to kill
He definitely had
anyone.
CTE, though, because he had a...
wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Well, no, this is documented. It's on video.
But your head hasn't been caved in either.
Oh, no, but he
no,
probably
I
wanted
fell
to
off,
kill people.
A merry-go-round in grade school.
That's true.
Actually, I was...
You were unconscious for 20 minutes.
And your head got caught underneath, and it was like...
Oh, no. I just hit the asphalt, and
I saw a kid do that.
I got knocked the fuck out. And then I woke up a little bit later, and then...
recess was over.
Yeah, recess was over, and I was still laying out there because nobody did anything about it.
Just, was that third grade?
I love kids.
No, I think it was earlier than that. It might have been... maybe it was second grade. I don't remember
when.
Where's Rick at?
The
merry-go-round.
Where's Rick?
Well,
he's
and then
dead.
They brought me up to somewhere, and I was sitting, and some older girl was just, like, hanging out with me, and maybe she was reading me, and then I went home at the end of the day. It was no big deal. My mom was never informed that I was probably fucking concussed.
The world used to be so much better for
us. Yeah. Seriously, my mom told me a few months ago, yeah, Chris told me this story about you got knocked off the merry-go-round and you got knocked out. I was like, yeah, that was like one of those formative things. I remember like being on the merry-go-round and then blacking out and then waking up and being like, somebody's walking away. So yeah,
you still have the same beard. That was why they were like, "God, look at that fucking freak."
He was born with that thing.
What was he doing on the merry-go-round? We would arrest that kind of guy right now in these days.
Still a child. This just had the beard,
but it still had the gray streaks. And they were like,
beard, "You'd think like, he was a dwarf or something."
This elder midget is looks like he
Come
dinged
on,
his
little,
head up a little.
Little
bit.
Person, let's. Let's go with the proper nomenclature.
I feel like the whole thing with...
that was really half-assed.
He doesn't care.
Truthfully,
can't
no.
Can't even pretend to care.
You heard
Let's
it.
Go
That's
with
all that
the
matters.
Proper nomenclature. Gnome.
Gnome.
Dude, little person, please.
Nomenclature. I feel like... I do feel like the AB, though, the Antonio Brown, feel like, though, it really is his actions over the last year, 2 years now, I do feel like it is a result of like CTE stuff, though. I really do.
He's the newest Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do feel like I hope the guy donates his brain to science afterwards.
Why wouldn't they?
I hope he does.
Fuck yeah.
If they can make a buck.
It's like, how fucked up is your gray matter, bro?
Did you know Rob Van Dam, the wrestler? He's opted to donate his brain to science after he dies for
this
CTE
is
stuff.
What 1,000 chair shots does to your
this
dome,
is what a bro. Van Terminator does to your skull.
God, good move.
I know.
RVD.
One of a kind.
Fucking show. I loved that.
I'll
dude.
Do that too. Just for so that's.
You should watch wrestling.
You should. I've got some old... No, I don't. I lost them in a divorce.
You don't have to just go watch on the...
This clip got sad.
I had a whole bunch of ECW DVDs, like all of them that they put out. There were only like four. But they had every great match that they'd ever had.
Oh.
I watched when that recent...
Perry Saturn was in the Eliminators back then.
Doc they did with was it Jake the Snake and Diamond Dallas Page?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Jake the Snake's a sorry human being.
Not anymore.
No, he's got
he's
his shit together.
Around.
Yeah.
Good for
That's
him.
What that
he's
whole doc's about.
He's fine now, yeah.
Yeah, Diamond Dallas Page.
Got him on the fucking yoga. The
That DDP yoga.
Cleaned him up. Him and Scott Hall. Mm-hmm. Scott Hall as well.
Yeah, and he was a problem child. Oh
boy. Nobody cares about Scott Hall, though. He's always been a piece of shit.
No, he was one of the biggest fucking wrestlers of all time. Oh,
man.
All right, so I don't know anything about wrestling.
Oh, yeah. You quit watching before Razor Ramon got big. And then they jumped ship and went to WCW and did the NWO thing.
Oh, man.
And they were just huge. I mean, yeah. they were big in WWF. Just
riding Diesel's and then, coattails from beginning to end.
I feel like it's the other way around. And Diesel was riding Shawn Michaels' coattails, really. I don't think he was ever a great wrestler.
No.
I mean, he was just a big guy.
He's big.
He was a big man, and he had a solid big boot and a good power bomb.
But the jackknife's good. Yeah.
But other than that, like, he just wasn't. He was good on the mic too. I'll give him that. Yeah. Like, but he didn't. He couldn't.
It's a big part of it, though, the mic.
He couldn't put on a great match without somebody carrying him.
They showed that after. So any of the matches where he was in with Shawn Michaels or somebody smaller, like, they could do a lot with it.
Yeah.
But as soon as he did any matches with, like, Kane or anybody else that was a larger guy, it was
Yeah. Undertaker carried him pretty well.
Yeah.
But Undertaker's an amazing
Undertaker performer. Could carry anybody.
Well, he's the Phenom.
Yeah.
He can.
He and Shawn Michaels in Michaels' last two WrestleMania matches were
so good. Yeah.
Those are, they're like hour long, and you never feel like the pacing of the match is off.
So good. Yeah. And that was still old ass Undertaker at that time.
Yeah. I'm glad he's not doing anymore.
He still does some.
Does he?
He does them in Saudi Arabia. He does
But that's such a big payoff.
Yeah. Like, he goes to the Saudi Arabia ones and does those.
And he's a big
and they're
draw
usually
for those
like squash matches too. Like they're 5 minutes long. Like he goes and does a thing, does it. Basically his entrance and then exit is longer than the match it is himself. It's just the people in Saudi Arabia can be like, yeah, we saw the Undertaker.
We saw Utz do it once. It was great.
It's good stuff.
Yeah,
it's fun.
God, you think we should do a wrestling podcast, huh?
We should do. I'm telling you.
He wants to do one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a local one right now.
Is there?
That's David Doofenberg and some other fellow.
I know.
Why do I know that last name?
He works at Regents.
I went to high school with David Doof.
It's a very recognizable name. It's the first time I've ever heard it. And I'm like,
got a daughter now.
But Dusty Katz wants to do a show. Mm. And I was telling you about that one. Yeah. Get that going. Yeah.
What does he do for regular work now?
No idea.
Is he not at Bob's? He was at Bob's Tropical Fish for quite a while.
I don't think he's there now. I think he gets enough money from his gigs, honestly.
Good for him.
Yeah,
is he Wide Stance now?
They're Wide Stance, yep.
Okay. I liked the Hitmen. I thought that was a catchy fucking
It's the
title.
Same band. They just... Yeah. The Hitmen had... Well, I mean, there's a hockey team, the Hitmen. And then there's Bret Hitman Hart, so they couldn't use it because of, you know, that kind of stuff. But
really,
so
they is that just a wrestling there in pink team? And black, and
is that a wrestling team, or is it?
Well, the Hitman is actually a hockey team.
No, I'm talking about
Bret the Hitman your friend,
Dusty.
Yeah,
what's he?
He's a band.
Oh, it's a band. Okay,
yeah.
And they were the Hitmen because they played other people's music that were hits.
Well, also, he's a huge Bret, or his favorite wrestler is Bret the Hitman Hart.
That's understandable. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't argue.
I mean, their logo is like literally the heart with the wings and stuff. I mean, they use like that logo. They went all in.
But now they're Wide Stance.
Wide Stance, yep.
Is that after the...
yes, it is.
Okay. The congressman?
Yes, it is. Larry Craig.
Yes.
See, you said, okay, I just want to clarify. You said Wide Stance, so I was like, that's a wrestling term they must be. Like, but it's the name of their band.
Yeah.
I follow now. Yeah, okay.
And it's named after fucking Larry stupid. Craig's Wide Stance in the stall.
I take a Wide Stance when I use the bathroom stall.
Yeah.
And the music bump
thing.
His foot.
Fuck yeah.
Didn't mean to bump his foot at all.
And the music is good, though. Like, they're actually...
No, they're talented.
Really good.
Wicked talented.
Yeah. Yeah, it's super good.
So
what do we got here?
Sabam Films.
Those are the people that make Power Rangers, right?
Yeah, that was pretty much. I feel like that was their claim to fame. But they're kind of like dipping their toe in this. I don't know. They're churning out more content. They co-signed on Kevin Smith's movie, the reboot, and I'm pretty sure and I think Lionsgate did too, or they did the distribution or whatever. But and then I'm pretty sure that they're going to have a hand in the Mallrats 2 and Clerks 3 sequels. Anyway, they got a new there's a trailer for this movie with Jesse Eisenberg that I wanted to.
Is this a Vibarium?
Play. Yeah, I watched it earlier today. Did you watch it?
No.
Okay. So let me pull it up here. I'm gonna make that bigger.
Double click, yo. I'm a grower, not a shower.
All right.
That's story of my life.
It's a sad story.
That's, it needs to be bigger. It's a
story
than
for most people.
I know.
Okay. Here we go.
Welcome to Yonder, a wonderful development. It has all you'd need and all you'd want.
Is that fucking Gervais?
No. Number 9. Number 9 is not a starter home. This house is forever.
Play for a boy.
Do you have children?
No. It's not exactly what we're looking for.
That guy was so strange.
Yeah. Wait. No, I don't think this is the right way.
Yeah, this is the way
it's like,
came
no, from. I'm strange.
Number 9 again. Did we just do some kind of loop?
How have we just...
They told him it was forever. I think was he not paying attention?
We can't make turns like this over and over.
We have gone this way, Tom. Oh, my God. Hello?
She's unsettling looking.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Look at those clouds.
What's happening? Maybe they'll let us go.
What if they don't come?
Imogene poops.
What are we supposed to do? Should we just sit here and wait to die?
No, they're already dead.
Oh, you got... Your child has been released?
Raise the child and be released.
Oh.
That's the Antichrist, and they're in hell.
Is that your theory?
Yep.
All we wanted was a home.
You are home.
Forever. Forever.
Creepy little mutant.
Yep.
I'll drown you in the pool, kid.
That's basically what having children is like.
Thanks, I hate it.
Oh man, Morbius.
Wow. That's
better than that trailer
trailer
I sent to you yesterday.
Send it, Jared.
Let's watch. You want to watch that trailer?
Yeah.
But before we do, I want to. What was that called?
I also saw another preview for... Was there a preview on there for the new... what's the silent...
Fuck.
The one that John Krasinski...
The Quiet Place 2?
Yeah.
Mm. I haven't seen the first one yet.
The first one's been on my list to watch for a while.
Since it came out.
Okay, it's fine.
Is it?
Our listener, Bruno, actually worked on those movies.
Our listener. The only one.
Thank you, Bruno. We do this for you.
This is for you, Bruno.
Sorry, Bruno. I don't want to watch that movie.
Is this where I whip it out?
No, yeah. What was that show called that I sent you the trailer for? Do you remember the name of it?
Greener Grass, maybe?
Something I'll scroll greener? Through our messages.
Yeah.
We don't talk that much.
Well,
what were you saying you were unprepared?
Well, no, this is a...
You're wasting everybody's
he
time
He sent me
here.
A trailer
this
for a movie
This is an obscure
that,
pull. We're pulling it out as...
I hated. I hated everything I saw about it.
And he suggested it to you?
No, I sent it on purpose as a joke.
Mm.
He knew I would.
I was
hate
fucking
it.
With him. Okay, here it is. Greener Grass.
No, I guessed right.
Yeah, you just didn't finish it.
Well, it looks terrible.
It's
beer.
It's
Anybody
bizarre.
Need beer?
I'm okay.
I'm good.
Beer.
You guys are going to hate this.
Yeah, it's god awful.
Well, that's my first reaction. I hate everything. And then maybe I'll grow to like it, but I hate it first. Everything I hate first.
My wife can never see the preview for this movie, by the way.
Dude, that's really terrible.
Bob, see that smile?
Don't you talk about my facelift!
He doesn't smile anymore.
Oh, I'm losing Twilson. If you could just rotate him forward from perfect.
That woman wouldn't marry that guy.
You were here first.
I'm never first.
Julian, what is he doing?
Killing himself because you suck.
Julian, are you a dog now?
It's him.
Oh, Julian, you need your glasses to see the board.
I miss Julian. I have Julian here. He's a dog now.
Hi, Julian.
Raja, you can play with Julian at recess.
So fast. It's incredible.
That's who you were meant to be. My son.
Julian's not invited back to Rocket Math.
Did you think he was going to become an accountant?
Wait a second. Wrong husband.
What's he doing?
Lisa, you kiss like your friend.
Whoa.
She's so cute.
Lisa, do you want her?
They're all so ugly.
Take her. She's yours now.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy.
What's wrong with their noses?
Would it be possible for me to get the baby I gave you back?
I don't know, Jill.
It doesn't hurt to ask, right?
It did hurt. I didn't like it.
I already don't like this movie.
Julian, wash up. Dinner's ready.
No, it's not.
Is everything okay?
Oh, my God, Lisa, you're pregnant?
I know. Jill, are you happy?
I don't know.
Maybe you should get a divorce.
Yes.
Yeah, because I need to mix shit up.
I have to get out of here.
Out of bounds.
Well, that explains it. A film by two women.
What's with all the anorexic chicks?
I hate it.
There's nothing I like about that at all.
No.
They're
fucking. Are you a dog now?
Skeletons.
Oh, you have to eat your greens.
The dog. I gotta confess, the dog joke was the only like that was the part that hooked me. I was like, that's funny. That's kind of, but out of context.
The whole thing is
upon rewatch. I would say it was
my
a
wife can never
terrible
know
execution.
It exists.
Would she want to watch it?
She'd want to watch it.
She'll want to watch it.
Well, it was made by two women, so maybe she could find another woman and two women could go see it.
My wife did not have any interest.
It's my opinion that they would have done better with just some viral marketing as opposed to a true trailer. So you didn't
worked
realize
for the Blair
it was
Witch.
So annoying.
I mean, the movie itself looks like they're trying to go for like Gentleman Broncos. Do you guys remember watching do you ever watch Gentleman Broncos?
Don't even know what you're talking about.
It's great. It's by the makers of Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh.
Okay.
And it's really funny. I feel like they were trying to go for that.
Do you want me to pull up trailer for it?
Yeah. Gentleman Broncos. It's great. It's honestly, it's really funny. It's also, it's weird because it's Napoleon Dynamite makers, but it's, So when you sent it to me, I sent you the trailer for Gentleman Broncos.
Right, yeah.
Because I was like, this feels like what they're trying to do here is this. But Gentleman Broncos is great. I don't know. I hated it.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah.
Dusty. I want you to meet Benjamin.
Well, I noticed you didn't have any friends, so I signed you up for the Guardian Angel program at church.
Stifler's mom.
And then he killed his mother.
If I play my cards right, maybe someday I'll be your real guardian.
Good morning, homeschoolers.
You're really gonna enjoy the best writer's camp in the state.
I'd like
to introduce you to one of the greatest science fiction authors of our time. Ronald Shimerly!
I recently watched him in Dinner for Schmucks.
Except the character names in your stories are suffering. Need thou not be afraid? We can add Onius, Inus, or Anus to just about anything, and it becomes magical.
Are
you going to let me read one of your stories?
It could be like a
but they've just made her cry.
Do Alan Rickman's character in Die Hard.
Can read this. Bronco and Vinaya began their assault on the East Factory.
Bronco,
Bronco.
I am your soldier.
Is that Rockwell?
Yeah.
Unless you can give us something worth taking.
I didn't catch that the first time.
I'm just going to have to let you go.
Bronco. I can do better. Broncanus. Cyclops there.
Cyclops there. Cyclops there. Turret.
Looks just like the dude from Crawl.
I hate those.
I hate those.
Get aboard your poopies for print.
Oh my gosh, is that the new Chevalier book?
You stole my story.
Awesome. All you did was change the character names and turn Bronco into a tranny. This is ridiculous.
Now you come down here and fight me like a man!
Seize him!
There's this one thing I can't stand. It's plagiarism. I'm completely distressed. I can't even concentrate on my audiobook narration.
Gentlemen Broncos.
It's a weird movie, but it's pretty funny.
Is it?
That is pretty weird.
It looks like it probably won't go on my watch list.
Broncanus.
If you add anus to anything, it makes it way more interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to drink beer anus.
Works for porno.
That's true. You're thinking anal, but yeah.
Do we want to watch the Quiet Place 2 trailer? Or are you worried about getting spoiled by it?
I don't give a fuck.
No, I haven't seen the Quiet Place.
Let's do a Quiet Place.
Okay.
Let's do it.
They, spoiler alert, it's quiet.
Oh, cool.
Oh, so don't talk.
God, that's in the title.
The fuck is that?
That doesn't sound like it.
That was not quiet.
I hope
that was lively.
I hope that music.
Oh, Nacho Libre was running.
You know.
Oh yeah, it's in there.
I hope that's in the trailer.
You know that the monsters are coming because they play that music. They just got.
You think it's all slapstick?
Day uno.
Day one.
That car is too loud. Is that Emily Blunt?
Yes. He said bluntly.
Oh, we're going to a bit of a prequel.
Yeah. Do a flashback?
That way we can keep Jim in it.
Yeah, because you said it was quiet, but...
Oh, I just hit a child and I don't care.
What the fuck are those things?
It's okay, we're okay. Those are things in the first movie.
Are they like bat creatures? Where, Mom?
Mom! They're,
Oh, that bus is gonna fuck us up!
Look at her fucking getting all fast and furious.
Spoiler alert, they live.
Spoiler alert, she's Paul Walker.
So are we flashed forward now?
This is to right after the last one, I think.
Okay. Well, how did they do this with the kids though? Like, it's been a year and a half or so, right? They gotta be a little bit older.
Yeah, but they're pretty young in the last.
Who played the kids in the flashback?
Same ones.
They de-aged them. They put them in that rush.
Yeah, they did some Irishman stuff. They looked like Joe Pesci before. Joe Pesci now.
They're really just midgets that have been de-aged.
Is that John Hawks?
I hope so.
Please be John Hawks.
Saul Star?
Yes, sir.
There's nothing left.
It is him.
Please. There are people out there worth saving.
That's probably not true.
You don't know, do you?
That's Cillian Murphy, right?
I think so.
Doing another apocalypse and
Digimon Hunso.
Killian. Not Cillian.
Oh, okay.
I'm not that kind of
a fucking scarecrow.
How he pronounced his name?
I just know it.
This has not been a quiet trailer.
Part two.
Well, I'll watch the first two.
I mean, without Jim, I don't give a shit.
They added so many people, though.
Killian Murphy might be fun to watch. He's a good actor.
He's still directing it.
He's good in everything.
John Krasinski.
So is John Hawks, but I don't think that was him. I think
John
it was,
Krasinski it sounded still,
like him. Yeah, it did for a minute.
I was like,
for
that, damn.
But it didn't look like him.
Fucking John Hawks. Didn't look like him. What a phenomenal
in everything
actor. Winter's Bone.
That was a hell of a movie.
Well, the first thing I ever saw him in was Dusk Till Dawn. Yeah. And I was like, I need more John Hawks.
Deadwood.
And then I saw him in, what's that other, the David Arquette one that he did with Salma Hayek. Oh. It was a Rodriguez movie. Road Racers. Did you ever watch that?
Negative.
Oh, fuck. It's a really good movie. Well, as long as we're in trailer mode, let me see if I can pull up a trailer for it.
I'd watch Salma Hayek in just about anything, though.
It was, I only Mexican watched Desperado, and that's because she shows her moves.
His name again is Skin the Beard. That's Mr. Skin the Beard.
And you know what's behind it all? Rock and roll.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is.
Turning the kids into a bunch of sex-hungry, beer-drinking, road-racing werewolves.
An outlaw team. On a fast track.
Looks terrible.
That's awesome.
It actually looks fucking great.
Who made this?
Robert Rodriguez.
In a town where you play by the
rules. Wait.
Nobody makes their own rules in my town.
The bad guy.
Isn't Rodriguez like 1 in 7 in good movies, though?
This is like Desperado days.
And?
Dude.
You're sure you want to be going out with someone like Dude?
Oh, it's fucking... He knows exactly what he's doing with this.
From Robert Rodriguez, as late as I can. El Mariachi. Oh, he greases the floor with his head?
Yeah.
Join David Arquette, Helen Shaver.
There's a scene where he's like lathering up, and it 50s cuts to John Hawks. He's like, little dabble, do ya?
Meets 90s style in a small town heading for a big showdown.
It's Footloose with David Arquette and explosions.
And what was that? What font was that they used? Staccato.
Nah.
The Staccato font was popular in the late 90s.
To me, Rodriguez is like 1 in 7 on movies, though.
Was that 92? Is that
definitely
what that says?
Definitely not very good.
1990, what? Okay.
I'm just saying that Robert Rodriguez has more bad movies.
91 was El Mariachi. When did he do Road Racers, though? Well, Road Racers was definitely a low-budget movie, but...
Well, yeah, he had to...
94.
He still has more bad movies than he has good movies, though.
Oh, I would say for sure.
Fight me. Yeah.
Fight There's you. No fighting.
No, I definitely agree. I mean, he made like 7 fucking Spy Kid movies, so I mean,
he also
that
made
really
Shark
tips
Boy,
the fucking scale.
He also
scale.
Made Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Right. I thought that was just a Spy Kids... spinoff.
No, that's a separate
movie.
That's
a standalone title,
it's
friend.
Own standalone title. He's a piece of shit. Yeah, he sucks.
No,
same actors though.
I recommend Road Racers. Here's a screen with John Hawks and
wow.
Young John Hawks.
It's like 7 years old.
This predates. This is why John Hawks was in From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yep.
Because of this movie, so you can thank this movie for that.
That whole opening scene of that movie is just phenomenal.
Oh, fuck. That's a Tarantino wrote that.
Goddamn potato head cooking.
Michael Parks at the top of his game.
Can you let retards cook food? There should be some law against that.
I think it's because Rodriguez can do movies written by other people. It's just when he writes them, he writes Spy Kids.
His writing is garbage.
When he writes Spy Kids and Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Desperado was good, but if you take the action, he did write it, but if you take the action out of Desperado and the guerrilla style filmmaking.
And the boobs. Mm.
He didn't have a budget for.
He didn't have full reign, though, of writing Desperado, though. Either.
I think there's an awful lot of
right.
people.
Well,
who
he had to readapt
well
it, Desperado
budgets.
For
right.
Whatever.
But I'm pretty
I think
sure,
it was TriStar.
I'm pretty sure Tarantino had a big part of writing that as well, though.
He helped. He had. It's not like he could have been on set for his one joke scene without
he helped
without him. Messing with the script.
Wait,
because
hey
that,
man, let me
yeah,
take
oh, yeah,
a
they
look
were,
at this
they
for
were,
you and polish it.
They were buddies at the time. Yeah, I bet you Tarantino polished the shit out of the dialogue.
Say,
I'm
that's
sure
some wax on
Cheech,
wax
Cheech
off.
Cheech Marin also had a heavy hand in penning that script.
Yeah.
It tastes like piss.
It is piss.
Because we piss in it.
Yeah, well, because Desperado had so many parallels in dialogue style to From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
Is that because they were all Mexican?
No, because it was mostly the same people working on both.
Yeah.
Were most of those
group effort
people? Most of those people were Danny Trejo, Cheech Marin, Quentin Tarantino. And
they're Mexican. Come on, give it to
Robert
me.
Robert Rodriguez. Yes, they are all Mexican.
Yeah,
it's all that Aztec blood sacrifice.
Thank God for Aztec blood sacrifice.
No, if you can find a copy or a version of Road Racers to watch, I recommend it.
Yeah,
I learned how to put on an inside out T-shirt from Road Racers.
Really.
There's a yeah. I don't ask me why I know why I like this. I call on this, but there's a scene in the movie at the beginning of the movie where David Arquette is like picking up like just a white T-shirt and he puts it tag back over the top of his head and then kind of like goes through it from the top. It's kind of a cool, and so I've done that several times because I feel like I always do things like I'm being
manly.
Filmed, right? Yeah.
I've been that way since I was a small child.
Yeah, I know. It's yeah.
Do you
I don't
have a
think
ring
it...
doorknob thing? Yeah, you're being filmed all the time. Congratulations, the bad guys know when you're gone.
And trolled. Have you seen those videos where the people fucking troll those guys? With...
No, but I'm gonna find it now.
Yeah. Oh, they like they hack into their fucking ring system and in their camera system, and then they start and like there's one where it's like a mixed race family and. So the husband, I think, I can't remember who was who, but anyway, they start saying a bunch of racist things to him and then ask him if their kid is like lighter skinned than, I mean, it's really not
inappropriate.
It's really inappropriate.
It's still very funny.
We're still in Lewiston, Idaho, folks. There's only so much we can do to hold back that sort of ingrained
laughter.
We're
not quite
hating,
but we're real close.
You can't disagree with trolling.
It's hilarious.
Trolling is funny.
It is funny.
And I think
especially
people take themselves too seriously.
It's
right.
Especially funny when people spent an absurd amount of money to get something that makes
for security,
them feel
secure.
More secure.
Yeah.
Oh no. We're way back. We're beyond.
Well, that's
that.
Why I appreciate. I've always so we don't invest in any of that stuff because the Postal Service and UPS and FedEx they deliver stuff to our back door without us even asking for it. They take it through our carport and put it on our back.
That started with this guy right here.
Yeah, it's good.
Zero stolen parcels over the Christmas season. Why? Because I put them where they can't be found.
I've never had anything taken, and when we get home, I mean, sometimes there'll be something at the front door, but nine times out of ten, we go to our carport, and we'll be like, oh, there's a fucking package right here. Like, people will just take it around.
Because the skeezes that walk down airway, they don't look in your carport, they just look at your doorstep.
Right. Yeah.
I live in a
I'm
pretty...
talking to you, skeezes. That don't
you know, that
have
who's ever internet you're leeching.
Are we calling this?
You fucking thieves.
We calling this?
You betcha.
Yes, please.
Boom, dead, boom, dead.
Do we even have anything from this episode?
Fuck you.
Yes, I'm so good.
I'll make sure to send updates all fucking week, though.
I'm going
to
make that. Yes, you will. You do anyways.
Someone watched our video on YouTube. Someone else watched our video on YouTube. Hey look, somebody else watched our video on YouTube.
He does that anyways.
It was
probably
have you looked at the view counts?
They're good.
No.
This has been the Time Spent Poorly program. I drank 4 or 5 beers.
I had a red
five here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for spending your time so poorly with us. Okay. Because
Pulp Fiction?
If
here you go.
I was someone on the outside, I wouldn't pay attention to what any of these poor guys have to say. Because they're a bunch of jackasses.
The proper
false.
Nomenclature is donkey. It's 2020.
Oh, is it Jack?
Good nomenclature.
Jack anus.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for
click
listening.
Those buttons.
Yes, like, subscribe,
follow me on
just
Twitter.
Just watch it over and over and over again on YouTube.
Yeah, do that if you want your friends to know the heinous shit you're up to and the time you're spending poorly. Share this with them. So there
that's
you go.
A good idea too.
Yeah.
Pass that.
Share this
along
with your friends.
Yeah. Or don't.
Nor don't.
Or don't.
We're not going to try to force
a secret.
You.
Keep this little secret. Keep the secret to yourself.
Four middle-aged white guys trying to force you into doing
this. I don't know why you'd keep this secret to yourself. That's weird.
These guys are so bad, you've got to see them.
Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Later.
Bye. Time's